Mayor Ken Sim and his ABC Vancouver party raised more than $1.9 million in donations to dominate the 2022 Vancouver civic election, according to campaign finance returns released Thursday by Elections BC. ABC reported $1,008,688 in donations and $414,003 in other income and transfers received, for a total $1,422,691. The party said it spent $800,077 of that to defeat Mayor Kennedy Stewart and win majority control of both City Council and Park Board on October 15. Its biggest advertising expenditure was $100,652 for radio ads, a sum dwarfed by the $321,614 on unspecified professional services. On a separate disclosure, Sim reported raising $915,745 in income from 2019 to 2022 and spent $180,685 of that. He fell $50,000 under his individual expense limit for the 2022 election. However, elsewhere in that report, Sim disclosed $302,500 in transfers given to ABC in 2021 and 2022 and $432,560 in expenses racked up between 2019 and 2021. Of the latter category, Sim paid out $204,828 for research and data, including election surveys and polls, $87,275.63 in salaries and benefits, $58,756 in professional services, $24,596 for website displays and $9,470 for social media. Donors who gave ABC the maximum per individual $1,250 donation in 2022 included Lululemon founder and Low Tide Properties owner Chip Wilson, as well as his wife and three sons, Bonnie's Properties Carrie and Zora Bonnie's, Polygon's Michael O'Dane and Neil Crystal, Reliance Properties John Stovall, Hallmark Farms Clifford Pollen and four family members, Canaccord Financial founder Peter Brown, Royal Pacific Realty's Sing Yim Leo and David Choi, CTG Brands Johnny Fong, Phantom Creek Winery's Richter Jipping Bai, seven members of the Ani Properties and Amicon Developments Dakotis family, Army and Navy heiress Jackie Cohen, Chateau Holdings Peter Toigo, Townline Homes Rick Illich, Westbank Developments Ian Gillespie, and lobbyist Mark Giles. Peter Armstrong, who recruited Sim into politics with the NPA in 2018, gave ABC $1,200 in 2022. Meanwhile, the Forward Together with Kennedy Stewart party reported $618,082 income and almost $1.1 million in expenses. Stewart's party fell short of the $783,000 fundraising goal that was contained on a spreadsheet found by a Georgia Strait contributor early last September. Stewart and each of his six candidates for city council, who were all shut out, reported $93,930 each in expenses. Stewart's biggest fundraising event was April 25, 2022 at Rogers Arena, where 54 individuals paid $1,250 each, and where Stewart's campaign grossed $60,100. Luigi Aquilini, patriarch of the family that owns the arena and the Vancouver Canucks, as well as eight other Aquilinis donated the maximum to Stewart's re-election drive before the event. Meanwhile, in Surrey, a record amount was raised and spent in the province's most competitive race, as four high-profile candidates chased former Mayor Doug McCallum and his Save Surrey coalition. In total, the five campaigns reported $2.375 million income and $2.47 million in expenses. New Mayor Brenda Locke's Surrey Connect Party had the most frugal organization. She spent $278,076 to move from a city council seat to the mayor's chair after raising $289,449. Locke narrowly defeated McCallum and his Save Surrey coalition, which raised $566,729 but spent $691,956. Surrey Newton Liberal MP Sukh Dhaliwal's United Surrey was one of the late challengers, but he reported a whopping $637,643 income and $653,548 in expenses. Surrey Panorama NDP MLA Ginny Sims also started late, but her Surrey Forward Party managed to bring in $515,954 and spend $513,019. Former White Rock Mayor, Federal Liberal MP and BC Liberal MLA Gordie Hogg ran under the Surrey First banner in a bid to make a comeback. The Hogg-led Surrey First Party had $377,453 in income and $322,972 in expenses.